Yes, thank you, Chair. The 14th meeting was held on the 2nd of December. I have the honor to be elected as a task force chair for the current term. That's two items only, so it's shorter than the previous version. So the first item is on the West Kowloon Cultural District. I think members were alerted about a study on the feasibility to increase the development potential of the WKCD site. No details has been given so far, but WKCDA has alerted us that probably it will make an application for minor relaxation of total GFA restrictions to Town Planning Board later, and we have invited them to consult us before doing so. The second thing that the WKCDA has reported on the progress they've made, WKCD is a large area, so basically they are working on the completion of the C2 Center and M+. We have expressed a strong request or desired, because the two structures actually are at the two ends of the entire area, and there's a lack of a pedestrian connection between the two, and we have strongly conveyed that we would like to have some pedestrian walkway, preferably along the waterfront as promenade, connecting the two structures even before further work is being conducted. The second item would be on the Yau Ma Tei Police Station. We have been briefed on the detailed design. That's a lot of environmentally friendly features, but I think the major issue the task force has is with the entrance to the police station. The members of the task force would like to have an entrance at the landscaped deck as well as the ground floor, but the police would actually, given security consideration, would like to keep only one entrance for the public on the ground floor. So given that, the members has actually suggested that the separation wall facing the landscape deck and that of the police station should be well decorated and should be softened with vertical greening and so on. Obviously, there we have heard about issues about difficulties of maintaining that and so on, but we have expressed a strong concern for the interface to be softened if an additional entrance cannot be incorporated in their present plan, which probably also have a certain valid security and management issues. So that's all for the Kowloon Task Force. Thank you, Chair.
Could I just ask a question? This link, the waterfront link in on West Kowloon, Did the authority indicate they would could achieve that? Because it's very important, I think. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. I think the answer basically would be they would take it away to seriously consider. That's no, you know, kind of a promise that this could be achieved, but that we would put it as a strong wish of the task force. And in a sense, I think it is very important to promote the vitality of the WKCD as well. Thank you.
I think Winnie, you would like to say something?
The Harbour Unit has conveyed a message to HAB, the Home Affairs Bureau, and noting that the waterfront site in between the two buildings, the two structures, are now works area for the MTRC. So we'll see if there's any opportunity to build the promenade, and they will be reverting back later.
Thank you. Hong Kong is a unique place in the sense that we have a multi-level pedestrian network in many of our urban areas. We have extreme density. We have areas that are denser than any other place in the world. And to cope with that density, we have a multi-layered pedestrian network. If a multi-layered pedestrian network is going to work at an elevated or a subway level, it means that can only be achieved if all the properties that are part of that network are well connected and integrated. If we are not going to drive that strategically, it's going to have the continuous problems of Hong Kong of forcing people to make detours and level changes continuously. The area of Kowloon West Reclamation is dominated by transport infrastructure at ground level. The primary pedestrian network that we want to try to achieve in that area is elevated for at least the inner side. Unless government sets a strategic framework and that all the property developers and especially governments are going to work together to make that network work. We're going to have otherwise a disjointed, complicated pedestrian network that breaks it up to the point that people will take the minibus to get anywhere. They will take public transport. They will rely on vehicular transport to move around. It cannot be accepted. And I think that the Secretary for Development and this Commission cannot accept this answer from the police. There is always an excuse to be found not to do something. And security is an easy one to throw around. Of course, it will cost more money if you have two entrances. But there are two circulation networks, one elevated and one at ground. Ground is dominated by vehicles. Pedestrian is dominated at elevated level, if we make that work. And we've got a very difficult situation in Kowloon West. We have asked, as this committee, government to make sure that the elevated network is going to work and become a primary network for pedestrians to move around, given the enormous traffic and the vehicular network at ground level that dominates the ground level. There is no way to create ground level pedestrian network connectivity that's going to be a good quality network. So the question to government is, are you going to make a strategic plan to make it work? We see the same problem in Kowloon Bay.
Paul, let's just stick to the Chairman, police station, please.
This is a point. We are being faced here, and we just take it for granted here that the police respond that there will be one entrance because it's a security problem. It's a cost issue. But we're not dealing with the issue that we have raised here many times before, especially for Kowloon West, and where we've got to have a clear strategic decision about the pedestrian network and how we make those links. And the government buildings have to facilitate make that happen.
Okay, we'll record your views. I mean, I think it's very difficult to contest an issue of security. I mean, I'm happy for the harbour unit to take it back and just double check that it really is a security issue. But if it is a security issue, I don't think we're in a position to challenge. But let us take it back and re-ask the question and establish that this is the reason that they were unwilling to change.
Chairman, in that case, my question is, can we see a strategic plan for pedestrian connectivity for that entire district?
Oh, well, that's
and then see how those buildings and these government buildings fit in, so that can become directives for people that build up government buildings in the area to make sure that they fit part of that strategic network.
Well, perhaps we could ask Becky and Task Force to take that thought on board, and if you can fit it into your agenda, do please. Looking at the connectivity in the district.
Yeah, thank you. Nick, I think we are actually working on it in Tsim Sha Tsui in terms of the pedestrian network system, but I do see a danger there to work out a pedestrian strategic plan, because the pedestrian walkway actually should form a seamless multimodal integrated system with the rest of our transport system. It is not a separate system of its own. And in different parts of the territory, there are different specific local circumstances. So I think we really have to work through the very specific details on the individual plans, instead of having a separate pedestrian strategic plan and a separate railway plan and a separate road plan and a separate public transport plan. Right, I think all these have to be worked together, and definitely we should be people oriented. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Peter. Quick one. Otherwise,
yes,
we aren't going to get to
I will attempt to make it quick. Yes, I think the conclusion from listening to the speakers on this subject is the same old story. We're of course drifting away from waterfront issues into planning, wider planning issues. What we lack essentially in the approach is joined together thinking, and we are suffering from it. And I quite agree with Paul. It's an example of what always seems to happen these days. We're consulted after most of the decisions have already been made, and the district council has been approached, and evidently they've approved the proposal. I personally have strong reservations about the actual necessity of replacing the existing police presence in the old Jomati police station, where they've been for years, with a 12-storey building. And we asked that question of the police, who actually came along to make the presentations, and they said, and I quote, "It's because of the rising crime rate in West Kowloon." And we did make the point that in the West, rising crime rates are generally associated with the sort of barren environment that we seem to be creating in West Kowloon. The building itself is actually, forget the deck and forget the open space, That's only there because of the spaghetti associated with the Yomati end of the central Kowloon route. And as Vincent made the point earlier, in relation to Kai Tak, we have an underground central Kowloon route, but what happens at both ends is absolutely deplorable, and it's creating a no man's land, and this certainly won't make it any better, let alone making the proposed facility really necessary.
Thank you. All right, we'll note that for the minutes. Thank you. Anything else?